Seasonal cleansing is a time-honored tradition in Ayurveda. Cleansing in the spring is one of the gateways to true wellness, preparing your body and mind for the new season by shedding those protective winter pounds, reestablishing your natural state of balance, and increasing your energy and vitality for the longer days ahead. Organic India is transforming the wisdom of ancient traditions to accessible, easy, modern-day practices to support you in achieving true wellness year-round. Visit organicindiausa.com to learn more.
New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy
with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky
and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today.
I am thrilled to be joined by Jerry Cochran. He is the founding father of the supplement industry back in 1978. He was a key member of a team of nutritionists who introduced spirulina to the U.S. market. So cool. A year later, he became the national sales manager for a major spirulina importer. Through his continuing education seminars, he made Green Foods a household name. Then he moved on to Rainbow Light Nutritional Systems. I was like, wow. And now he's doing this incredible things with Pure Essence, which he started in 1998. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here, Lisa.
Well, it's so great to have you on. Jerry, you know, I'd like to know, when you first got interested in healthy living?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, I don't know that it was any choice so much as a necessity. You know, I was a child of the 60s, and we were a little bit rebellious, a little bit wild, and I certainly fit into that category. And by the time I was about 27 or 28, you know, I'd been playing in a few little bands musically here and there, and we weren't very good, of course. But we had a good time, and, you know, we burnt the candle at both ends. And by the time I was 25, 26, 27, I was just kind of half worn out. So I started going to health food stores, and I began to see that there were ways to take good care of yourself and certainly much better care of yourself than I had been doing. But one of the things that really impressed me first was that it's not the chemical side of things that can really do it. You know, this was an era when vitamins and minerals were just coming about, and like the multiple vitamin was a panacea for everything, or so we thought. So I tried those things, and they didn't do a thing for me at all, and I talked to a lot of other people, and they experienced the same thing. But when we began to put things like wheatgrass juice and spirulina and bee pollen and royal jelly, you know, the whole food kinds of supplements together with those vitamins and minerals, all at once, that made a huge difference, and that's kind of what really drew me into that whole field.
You know, it's funny, Jerry, because I have a book that just came out recently called Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. It's not about dirty sex. It's a play on words. But the good, see, it's good. Some people are like, I'm not into dirty sex. I'm like, seriously? My 14-year-old can read this. There's nothing dirty in the book. At any rate, the reason I brought it up is because it's part memoir. And I share how my mother every Saturday after cartoons would take me or drag me to the health food store in the 70s where it smelled like cardboard and carob. And there just wasn't a lot of variety like there is today. And I just remember she'd buy bags of millet and bulgur and anyway, all these types of things. I don't remember the supplements that well. I mean, I was just a kid. I don't know if she was into that, but it sounds like for you, that was really something that influenced you. I was just turned off by the carob, but I ended up in my teens becoming a health food nut anyway. So...
Yeah, that's kind of what happened on our end. You know, we of course, we did enjoy the trail mix, the goop we used to call it, or gorp, I guess it was, and all those things as healthy little snacks. But the big thing for me was the supplements, and again, it wasn't the chemical supplements, but rather the whole food things, because, you know, nature just makes things the way that people doesn't. You know, we like to think we're really clever and smart and so forth, but we're not. And, you know, the things we make just don't even hold a candle to something that's actually alive. There's a synergy there and an energy in there that simply cannot be duplicated by anything we make in a laboratory, be it a nutrient or a synthetic drug.
Oh, that is so interesting. So let's talk about this, though, because when in your pure essence, you're looking at products, you talk about how they're formulated on the site with an ideal balance of East meets West working in synergistic harmony. So expand on that a little bit. And then how do you keep these whole or how do you maintain that? Because it seems like a lot of vitamins, they end up just processing the crud out of them. And I know you don't do that at Pure Essence.
Well, yeah, you know, the East meets West thing, you know, modern medicine is what we call allopathy, and it's basically substance for symptom. You have a hot flash, I'll give you some estrogen. Your knee hurts, I'll give you an aspirin or a cortisone shot. Or if that doesn't work, then I'll take your knee out, put a new one in. But it's basically substance for symptom, so it's treating the symptom and not the cause. The great thing about the holistic medical systems is that they do treat the actual cause, and they left us a tremendous roadmap to know how to do that. So let's use menopause for an example. Let's say that you are a 45-year-old woman and you're beginning to have hot flashes, mood swings, and so forth. You go to the doctor. Doctor says, you tell the doctor, I'm having hot flashes and mood swings, and he says, well, of course you are. You're 45, you're female, and you're estrogen deficient. Here, take this estrogen, call me in the morning. So you do, and that's all well and good. You'll probably feel better, but in the meantime, he might be exacerbating hormone imbalances, making them worse. As you know, estrogen has now been found to contribute very strongly to breast and uterine cancer and so forth. So that's an example of just treating the symptom, okay? It's a hormone deficiency, so we'll give you a hormone and make you feel better. In an Eastern sort of system, a holistic medical system, they would say, well, let's take care of this hormone imbalance. Let's help you feel better with gentle plant estrogens that are not going to overload your body like a synthetic drug would. But let's also look at why these things are occurring. And to make a long story very short, the problem there is what the Chinese call the kidney system. The kidney system includes the entire reproductive tract in traditional Chinese medicine. So they say what's going on here is that as you age, your ovaries are no longer producing progesterone. The only place you have now to produce progesterone is the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are being worn out by constant stress and stimulants like coffee and sugar and so forth. So because you're not making enough progesterone, the estrogen in your body is becoming imbalanced. And that's why you're having the hot flash. So they're going to treat the kidney system. In other words, the cause of the problem rather than the problem itself. And you know that's just incredibly important because your body complains to you in the form of hot flashes or mood swings or night sweats or knee pain or whatever because it's trying to tell you there's a problem. And it wants you to fix the problem. The underlying problem. So what we've always tried to do is to join those two things. You know, let's use modern science. Let's use nutritional research to find out as much as we can about what's going on. But then let's retreat back into the wisdom of the ancient holistic medicinal systems and build supplements in that way so that we're dealing both with the outlying symptom that you feel and the underlying cause that's responsible. And in that way, you know, by doing both, you don't just feel better, but now you begin to feel your very best.
That makes so much sense, Jerry. You know, I'm looking at, because you were talking about women's health, I'm looking at all the wonderful products that you have. The one and only Women One A Day Multivitamin looks fabulous. I mean, they all look great. I'm curious about how, when you see things like whole food vitamins, and what does that mean exactly? And I'm looking at, my goodness, the incredibly long list of things that are in this are just fabulous. How do you process it to keep it as whole as possible, if that makes sense?
Well, you know, the vitamins are, everybody uses the same vitamins in their vitamins. I mean, they're better quality and lower quality, but, you know, the key to making a really good multiple vitamin is by putting as much whole food into it as possible. Now, you know, if you wanted to simply get 100,000% natural vitamins, what you'd have to do is eat about 75 oranges a day, about 50 pounds of rice, and so on and so forth. You know, if you want that 25 right. milligrams of B-complex and 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, you're going to be eating all day. You weigh 7,000 pounds and die young. So you kind of have to use these isolated vitamins and minerals if you want a good multiple that's providing something significant enough amounts to make a difference. But the key then is to really add in the whole foods that are extremely powerful and potent and that are balanced in helping to strengthen the whole body. So, you know, what we do is, of course, spirulina and chlorella, things like that, they're just wonderful overall foods for the whole body. But then we want to use the botanicals. They're called superior herbs. And the reason they're called superior is that they create health, which is a superior condition, rather than treating disease, which is an inferior condition. So these things are herbs that are totally safe for usage every day by virtually anyone. And what they do is they provide the energies that are known like as qi and in Chinese medicine, prana, in Ayurveda, and other energies as well that are thought to be the reasons for all kinds of physical distress. Imbalances in those energies in the various organ systems in the body are the whole basis of the concepts of holistic medical systems. So we use all these herbs to try to balance those energies and rebuild those energies so that all of the organ systems work as efficiently as your particular genetic structure will allow. And as what we found is it just makes a world of difference in the way that a multiple vitamin performs for people.
Well, I have to be honest, I have fallen off the multivitamin train. I need to get back on, so I'm going to get some of yours because I need to, you know, I feel like, well, I eat so clean and, you know, I eat whole foods and, but you know, the soil isn't what it used to be and we can jump into that. We need to take a break when we come back. There's so much more to talk about. I want to talk about mushrooms. Mushrooms seem to be the rage right now. Cordyceps and maitake, and there, you have some really cool things with reishi and lion's mane. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more with the fabulous Jerry in a moment. Jerry, you're so nice. You're so smart.
Oh.
That goes by so fast. Yeah, we obviously need two segments. Holy crap. All right, here we go. And let me know if you want to, you know, make sure if there's something you want to talk about, like, let me tell you about our blah, 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 you know, because I'm just, the women's was interesting to me, the mushrooms. But if there's anything else, let me know.
Okay,
here we go. Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome back to It's Your Health. If you missed the first half, I've been talking with the wonderful Jerry Cochran from Pure Essence. And if you missed anything, you can go, but not right now, but later, you can go to itsyourhealth@lisadavis.com, check the archives for Jerry Cochran, and you will see us. Jerry, let's jump into the mushrooms. I was mentioning before the break, you've got cordyceps, lion's mane, maitake, reishi. I've heard of cordyceps, maitake, and reishi. I haven't heard of lion's mane. So what are mushrooms good for in general?
Well, they're good for just about anything, actually. You know, different mushrooms are reputed to have different impacts, although they're all extremely good for immune health. Cordyceps is very well known for vitality, libido, and so forth. Reishi is regarded as the supreme protector in traditional Chinese medicine, meaning that it not only has a remarkable immune strength, but also is very, very good at, the Chinese believe, helping to create a sense of peace within you and so forth. Now, the lion's mane is being found to be extremely beneficial for cognitive function and so forth, and that's because of certain phytochemicals that it contains that are unique in terms of comparing it to other mushrooms. So the lion's mane is being used very largely now for cognition and mental function. But again, they're all, any of the medicinal mushrooms, are wonderful for immune function because of the beta-glucans that they contain.
Oh, what are beta-glucans for people who aren't familiar?
Well, they're polysaccharides, which means very complex sugars. But, you know, when you hear sugar, you don't think of a good thing anymore. But these polysaccharides are extremely beneficial for immune health. And the beta-glucans, they're 1,3 and 1,6 chains, and I know nobody knows what that means. And all that it's referring to is a particular structure. So that if you were to see a chemical diagram of these things, they would look different than any other substances on Earth. And that's why they are able to have this immune function. There are several plants throughout the you know, plant and mushroom kingdom that contain them, but mushrooms are probably the richest source. And they are the reason that, you know, mushrooms are being researched for all kinds of things, including cancer. And in Japan, in fact, and China, they're actually used as drugs in some cases, not as total therapies, you know, by themselves, but as adjunctive therapies. And we certainly don't want to, you know, suggest anyone that they try to replace traditional medical therapies with mushrooms for that purpose. But just to give you an idea of how profound their healing properties might actually be.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. You know, another thing we talk about here on the show and also on Naturally Savvy is the importance of probiotics. Talk to us about yours.
Well, we make our probiotics in such a way, well, the same way we make everything else. We try to formulate holistically. And I think that's one of the big differences in us as a company, maybe, because, you know, I talked a little bit about allopathic medicine, basically substance for symptom. And you know, that's an approach. It's an approach to a problem. Well, most supplements really are doing the same thing. They're just using green products rather than synthetic drugs. What we want to do when we work with probiotics is provide the broadest possible protection that we can. And that means a group of probiotics, 12 to 15 strains, that have an inhibitory or lethal effect on as many different types of negative bacteria as possible through as many different methods of inhibition as possible. So, I mean, there are all kinds of ways in which probiotics keep nasty little bugs from growing in your system. But the more different, if you select the correct strains, then they have a large number of different ways in which they do that and a larger number of different types of bacteria that they can inhibit. So we're able to, by choosing those strains wisely, inhibit the Helicobacter pylori that's involved with ulcers and so forth, the Clostridium, you know, the Staphylococcus, the E. coli's, and just all of the things that really cause problems. We're even able to do a reasonably good job where Candida is concerned in terms of helping to promote balance in the intestinal tract. But really where Candida is concerned, enzymes are very helpful too.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. My mother, who unfortunately passed away in her 50s from ovarian cancer, suffered terribly from Candida for years. And this was back in the 80s, so they're really in the 90s, so there wasn't a lot going on with that. Talk to us a little bit about Candida, if people aren't familiar, and then how your products can help.
Well, Candida is just this little yeast organism that, you know, it's inside everybody's gut. There's nothing you can do about it. It's also all over your skin because it's just ubiquitous throughout nature. And it doesn't cause any problems at all. I'm stuttering, aren't I? It doesn't cause any problems as long as it's not out of control. But what happens in modern society is there's so many things like birth control pills and chlorinated water and different drugs and so forth that kill the probiotics that help keep that normal balance in your gut, that the Candida now has room to expand, grow out of control, and then cause all kinds of problems. There's always been antifungals to help deal with Candida and so forth, but the problem with antifungals is that they're dead. You know, they're just chemicals in a bottle, and the yeast is alive. So as you apply the antifungal to the yeast by taking a pill or whatever, the yeast begins to figure out how the antifungal is working, so it produces chemicals to break those antifungals down so that now the antifungal has no impact and the yeast is simply stronger than it was before. What we discovered quite a while ago, really, is that there's one thing that the yeast cannot resist. It can't develop an immunity to, and those are enzymes that break down its cell wall. You know, when you think of a yeast cell wall, think of your flesh and bones. They're the things that hold you all together, right? So if you didn't have them, you'd just kind of float apart into the universe. And the same thing happens to yeast. When these enzymes begin to attack it and break little holes in it, it just falls apart so it can no longer function and it dies. The beautiful thing is the yeast has no defense against it, and it doesn't cause the die-off reaction that's so common for so many people.
Well, it's so nice that there's something, because I mean, she suffered a lot with that and some other issues as well. Now, years ago, I got diagnosed with adrenal fatigue. I'm okay now, but I had a lot going on. And you have a wonderful adrenal stability. Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, you know, in the modern world, we're just really besieged by stress. And, you know, the body has a natural mechanism called a flight or fight syndrome. You know, it produces tons of adrenaline and so forth when we're under stress so that we can either fight more fiercely or run more quickly to escape whatever danger might be presenting itself. Unfortunately, the body doesn't understand the difference between a big old black bear rushing at you from 8 feet away and your boss hollering at you because you made a mistake in a letter you typed. So every time that we come to a traffic jam or somebody honks the horn or whatever, our adrenal glands go into this kind of frenzied activity, if you will, and begin producing all these huge levels of hormones that are toxic to the body and that begin to wear the adrenal glands out after a period of time. So there are, again, in all of the holistic medical systems or health systems, I guess I should say, these wonderful botanicals which are known to help strengthen the energies within the adrenal system so that you can cope more effectively with stress. Among these are ashwagandha, which is a tremendous herb from India. Study after study after study has shown that it just does remarkable things to help you cope with stress. Cordyceps, the mushroom that you mentioned, is another one. Holy basil, rhodiola, schizandra. There are a number of these botanicals, and by combining them in the right proportions, you can just get this exquisite sort of phytochemical mix that really helps to strengthen the energies in the adrenal system so that you can cope with stress much, much more effectively. And it not only it improves your health, of course, but you just feel so much better and calmer and so on and so forth and basically can overcome all of the negative attributes of stress.
Oh, I'm definitely going to get that. You know, looking at your site, I was excited to see that you have a way for people to get 3 Ionic Fizz magnesium, plus samples and a coupon. And I love that you promised to never share their data with third parties. I'm going to be signing up for that. We only have a few minutes left, but tell us about magnesium and why it's so important.
Well, magnesium is like a master nutrient. It does virtually everything in the body. It helps with heart health, controls blood sugar levels, helps your muscles relax, helps your whole body to relax. Great, again, at stress, as we were just talking about. It's called a master nutrient because it's involved in over 700 different enzyme systems. That number might not sound like anything if you don't know much about biology, but it's vastly more than any other single nutrient. So it's like a master nutrient, if you will. And there are a lot of good products out there that provide magnesium. But again, we like to try to formulate with a holistic sort of approach. And what that means is that why would we just use magnesium by itself when there are many other nutrients that help it do its work in the body? So if you want it for stress or to help you relax, to help you sleep at night, to help provide more muscle comfort and perhaps calm some of those cramps that you have and so forth after working out or at night, you know, you need the B vitamins with it because those are extremely good for the same things. If, on the other hand, you want it for bones, and I mean, magnesium is a major factor in promoting bone strength. Everybody knows about calcium, of course, but magnesium is equally important, and you cannot have healthy bones if you don't have enough magnesium. So if you want it for that reason, then you need copper and zinc and boron and silica and so on. So our approach is to provide the nutrients that go along with magnesium that help it more effectively do the things that it does in the body. And I really can't tell you why, Lisa, but I think it's the only product out there that really provides all these other co-nutrients. Everything else is magnesium alone, which goes back to that sort of allopathic formulation mentality, if you will.
Well, Jerry, you are absolutely fantastic. I'm so excited you came on. I can't wait to try all your products. Tell us all the ways that we can find you.
Well, you can look on the golf course Friday afternoon. Now, if you want to find Pure Essence, you know, we're in, you know, good health food stores all over the place. Vitamin Shop carries a reasonable selection of our products. A Natural Grocers, the Vitamin Cottage people out of Colorado.
Wonderful.
And, of course, you know, we're available on Amazon. You can also find us at our own website. That's pureessencelabs.com, all spelled out. So, you know, we're out there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Jerry, thank you so much. It was so great speaking with you.
Lisa, thanks for having me. Anytime. I've really enjoyed it.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Andrea Donsky, at Your Radio MD, at Health Media Gal 1, at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.